Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. Before we jump into this, I want to let you guys know that if you want to pick up some One-Shot Energy Chews, you can head on over to oneshotenergy.com and use coupon code N64Josh to save 10% on your purchase. And if you have yet to check out the voice drops, if you do any kind of podcasting, streaming, singing, speaking, anything, go and check these things out. I think you'll really like them. I think your throat will thank you. Again, oneshotenergy.com. Use coupon code N64Josh. Now, jumping into the news here, we're starting with a rumor. We're on NintendoLife.com. It says more Switch 2 rumors surface in the new exclusive, in quotations, from routers. It says expected in 2024 and likely to include a custom chip. So I'm just going to get right to the little blurb. There's like two sentences that mentioned Nintendo's next console. It says Nintendo's current Switch handheld console already includes NVIDIA's Tegra X1 chip, and a new version of the Switch console expected this year is likely to include an NVIDIA custom design, one source said. So in this article, Nintendo Life does a good job of kind of just summing it up. And it says, according to this news agency, NVIDIA is currently building a new business unit specializing in designing bespoke chips for hardware firms, with its source claiming the tech giant has crafted a custom design for Nintendo's next generation handheld system. The last thing worth noting here, Nintendo, as you might have already guessed, declined to comment on this latest report, although once again, the links to NVIDIA and estimated launch window aren't a surprise given previous rumors. This essentially reaffirms existing reports for multiple other outlets. Last month, Bloomberg also reported that the new Nintendo hardware would ship in 2024, with analysts suggesting it would feature an 8-inch LCD screen. You can catch up on all the Switch 2 rumors right here on NPC, and of course over on Nintendo Life as well, if you guys are looking to do some reading. But it's such an interesting time, right? Because this show is turning 7 years old next week, and we started when the Switch was announced, and there were rumors and things like this, and I've been covering gaming news for, 10 plus years, probably longer. And I don't seem to remember as much news. And I use the word lightly, right? Like it's not exactly news if we're just talking about rumors, but it's like everybody wants this the Google space, if you will, for the Switch 2, right? They want to rank for those keywords. And we're just seeing so many articles and so many different outlets talking about Switch 2. It's such an interesting time. And, you know, we don't see a lot of comments from Nintendo, like outright denying things, which I get it. I mean, it makes sense if they, you know, no comment is probably just the best option for them, but still, like, they don't like completely deny things either. And they've kind of mentioned the next console as well. It's just, it's such an interesting time. And, you know, they've talked about how they're going to do things a little different with the launch of this console versus the launch of others. And what does that mean exactly? And how are they rethinking that business strategy? It's going to be an interesting time. Like, part of me wonders if we don't see the Switch being supported for another 2 to 3 years, like you guys have heard me mention. And maybe games kind of go the route of the new, you know, like the new 3DS and the way that those games only worked on the new 3DS, like Xenoblade Chronicles and Minecraft and the Super Nintendo games, right? Only worked on the new system. If we don't see something maybe that way, where there are some exclusive to the new Switch, but not all games are going to be exclusive. I mean, it's not too different than what we saw with the PlayStation, with the PS5 and the PS4. It's not completely unheard of. It's just going to be a very interesting time. The last thing, you know, that I want to touch on is just the 8-inch LCD screen. And I saw a tweet from IGN today asking if they think games are going to look worse because it's an LCD screen. And I mean, I don't know. it's just some of these articles, some of these questions that are coming from these big outlets, like they're not going to be as bright. Like, I don't know that it's going to overall affect. I'm expecting the games to look better. It just wouldn't be as bright. Maybe not have as the blacks on the, you know, won't be quite as black on the screen. But other than that, I would anticipate they still look pretty good. So it's interesting to see how all these outlets are covering this and the things that they're coming up with and putting out just to get articles out there. It's interesting time. That is for sure. Moving right along, the Switch is getting another N64 inspired platformer. And the game is called Cavern of Dreams. And I'm going to go ahead and watch the trailer here and just take a look. Now, it looks very Donkey Kong 64, Banjo-Kazooie. Spyro and Banjo-Kazooie get the successor they deserve. That's one of the quotes for this game. It really does. This is interesting to see a company go to the lengths to create a game that looks like a Nintendo 64 game, when more often than not, the conversation is that N64 games haven't aged well. They don't look that good. And I get it. But this, you know, there's a bunch of different quotes on here just saying like, this game is a blast from the past and a charming Nintendo 64 platformer with plenty of heart from well played. It looks pretty fantastic, honestly. And if you took the risk on Banjo and enjoyed Banjo, you know, going outside of the norm of like Mario 64, this looks like it could be a fantastic title, honestly. And it's like 64 plus, let's say, you know. It looks like it's going to be launching on the 24th or the 29th. I'll get the exact date here from the article here. Let's see. Yeah, so it's coming out on the 29th of 2024. So there we go. And the article from Nintendo Life says the fans of platformers like Banjo-Kazooie and Spyro the Dragon are in for a treat later this month as Super Rare Games and Bonai Studios are bringing a charming new N64-inspired platformer to the Switch. Cavern of Dreams takes place in a takes the classic lo-fi visuals of N64 platformers to provide a new yet familiar take on the genre, in which you star as Flynn, a cute dragon on a quest to rescue his unhatched buddies. Yeah, that sounds pretty familiar to fans of Spyro, which I have not played Spyro, so I have no clue as far as that goes. It says featuring four unique areas, all linked to a central hub, Cavern of Dreams is jam-packed with secrets and collectibles, with new power-ups to unlock as you make your way through the game. Despite the somewhat overly familiar premise, we love the environment showcased in the trailer, and it's just oozing with a 90s charm from start to finish. Definitely one to keep an eye on. And that's no joke. Go and watch the trailer if you haven't seen it yet. It looks pretty fantastic, honestly. And definitely something worth checking out. So that is Cavern of Dreams. And again, coming out the end of this month on the 29th. So this is kind of fun. Just a little random note here, but it says make Valentine's Day extra sweet with a downloadable Princess Peach Showtime card. So Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And Nintendo put out a tweet, Nintendo UK says, Valentine's Day is almost here. Put your special someone center stage with these Princess Peach Showtime cards. Download and print yours here. And you've got Howdy Partner. I'm going to go ahead and open the tweet up. Let's go check it out here so we can see each of the pictures. So we've got Howdy Partner featuring Peach in her cowboy outfit, which also has horns on the hat. So I wonder if there's going to be some cool moves tied to that. You've got you sneaked into my heart with her as a ninja. Okay. You bake my day with her as a baker, and I get a kick out of you. She's doing some karate there. So kind of just fun little cards that you can print and send to your loved ones, if you will, or just screenshot them and post them up on your Instagram so that you can show them off to more people. But it's on Nintendo of UK's Twitter if you want to take a look at them, and they're pretty fantastic. But this game is still, it's kind of an enigma to me. I'm not really sure what to expect with it. I'm keeping my expectations high because it's Nintendo, but they've really not shared too much. So, you know, hopefully we learn something soon. And there is the rumor that there is going to be a direct on Thursday, the 15th. So that may be the case. And I'm going to do another whole episode about it probably tomorrow, just talking about everything that's going on with Xbox. And there is a possibility that Nintendo announces during this, you know, rumored direct, more Xbox games. And if that's the case, Xbox is then doing a podcast later that day on the 15th, talking about their new business plans, which they may be referencing this direct that is going to be talked, that could very well mention Xbox games coming, first party Xbox games coming to the Switch. Mainly Hi-Fi Rush and Sea of Thieves are the ones that really are on people's minds. But I was thinking about today, and like Halo would also be a great choice for the PlayStation and even possibly the Switch. I don't know if it's possible with the computing power of the Switch. Maybe there's something they could do cloud-based or whatever, but I know not a lot of people are huge fans of that. And especially when it comes to an online shooter like that, I don't know that would be the most fun. And, you know, having to worry about like, is, you know, how's my connection and all that. So I'm not sure where they would go there. We're going to talk about it in a whole other episode, but there's definitely plenty to talk about on that front. Nihon Falcom's original Yiz RPG arrives on Switch this week. So this is when I saw this, it really caught my attention. Now, I don't have a lot of history or really any history with Yiz, and it's just YS for those of you that maybe are like, what are you even saying, or what are you talking about? I did pick this up on Switch after Xenoblade, and like most of the games I pick up on Switch, I plan on playing them, but have yet to get a hold of them. But this one on Thursday, you're gonna have a chance to play the original Yiz, and it's the original PC 8801 version of the RPG Yiz, set to launch again on the 15th of February. And so it's kind of like, it's one of those preservation things, one of those things that's like, and of course there's a very good chance that this game is on Steam, something along those lines as well, but it's old school looking, you guys. Like this is very, very old school looking. Like so this action RPG released by Nihon Falcom in 1987. Players take on the role of Adol Kristen, a red-haired adventurer, as he embarks on a journey to seek the six books of Yiz. At the time of its release, the PC gaming industry was saturated with challenging RPGs. However, Nihon Falcom took a different approach with this game, releasing it with the concept of now. It is the era to bring kindness to RPGs, aiming to create an RPG that everyone could enjoy. The game features clever level-up settings that eliminate the hassle of grinding for experience points, the removal of unreasonable traps, and agile characters that move smoothly. With numerous thoughtful design choices, the game can be enjoyed comfortably, and this is not an exaggeration to say that it is filled with kindness, as the tagline suggests. So it's going to be coming out for like under $7. So if you're looking for kind of a a little bit of comfort food in a classic RPG that maybe you've yet to experience because it was on PC and you're like me and you mainly played on consoles. It might be a good one to pick up. I think I'm going to add it to my collection just so that I can I can say that I experienced it and have there's quite a few what I like to consider pretty historic titles on my Switch, and I love seeing them in that library whether I get to them or not. This is a little bit sad. Mojo Nixon, musician and 1993 Mario movie actor, has passed away. He was 66 years old. So taking a look at the, there's some tweets. You got Stephen King here saying, sorry as hell to hear that Mojo Nixon has gone to the great roundup. He was the country music wild man who brightened my afternoons on Outlaw Country. Dave Moody says Major Nixon died yesterday. He was part of our SXM NASCAR radio family from the day one until last year when he decided to downshift and take life a bit easier. Like the man himself, his show was wild, zany, and unpredictable. There is nobody quite like Mojo. Rest in peace, my friend. There's one more tweet here that has a little more to do with the Mario Brothers movie. It says, from this at One Godzilla fan, it says, I know very little about Mojo Nixon, except he played Toad in the Super Mario Brothers movie from the 90s. And that's enough for me. Rest in peace, you absolute legend. So, of course, we send our condolences to his family. And just kind of cool to see that he can be remembered for so many different things, including playing Toad in this 1990s Super Mario Brothers movie. This, you guys, is so random, and it's even titled random on Nintendo Life. It is extremely random. Super Mario Brothers Sunshine's mysterious language has been translated. Okay. Now, There's a YouTube video that you can check out, and it says Mario Sunshine's mysterious text. Okay, and if you guys remember playing Sunshine, there was these signs with all these kind of just scribbles on them, and like fish, and it was kind of tough to even see what they were. Here's what the article says: Do you remember these mysterious swirly language dotted around Super Mario Sunshine's Isle Delfino? Probably not. And that's okay. This is a 20-year-old game after all. But that hasn't stopped one YouTuber from the channel 2C Phoenix from digging in a little further. Yes, if you hadn't guessed it by now, the language has been translated. This was no easy feat. The Delphonic language, as dubbed by 2C Phoenix, is pretty hard to come by across Isle Delfino. It can only be found in 3 Sunshine levels, where it is often blown up to the point of illegibility or obscured by some other object. In short, you're not going to pick it up and be immersed by the island's culture. And so 2C Phoenix made a cipher, having established one Delphonic word by cross-referencing it with Pina Park's in-game brochure map. The quest to find the other letters of the alphabet was underway. In the video above, you can watch the YouTuber's linguistic odyssey from the humble beginnings of the 5-letter translations to decoding the entire alphabet. 2C Phoenix unpacks just about every example of Delphic in the game and brings it to English, Italian, and even Japanese. Who's going to be first to get a live, laugh, love Delphic tattoo? that is a great question. I'm gonna put a little bit of the video on here and I'm gonna skip ahead and see if we can glean anything from it. But I kind of love this stuff where like these Easter eggs are being found, so many years later, and he's going through, all these different areas in the game to find some of these different these different letters and what they actually are and how they can be deciphered. And it's kind of a fun video. So if you guys want to get into it, again, it's 2C Phoenix, Mario Sunshine's Mysterious Text. So if you want to go check it out, it seems to be very well done. And I kind of want to dig into it more after this is over and just see what some of these different signs meant. So, okay. Well, lastly, we are going to be taking a look here. There's one other news article that I wanted to grab, and that is, if you guys were watching the Super Bowl, it's not really completely Nintendo related, but the Knuckles spinoff show and trailer smashes Paramount Plus viewership records. So jumping into the article here, it says the Sonic the Hedgehog live action movie has broken all sorts of box office records so far, and it looks like Paramount could have another huge hit on its hands with the upcoming 6-episode streaming event. Knuckles due out on the 26th of April. According to Collider, the trailer of the new series featuring the voice of Idris Elba has already smashed viewership records for Paramount Plus across all platforms, trending across both social media and YouTube. Exact figures were not provided. This series is all about Knuckles getting to grips with suburban life after saving the day alongside Sonic and Tails in the second Sonic the Hedgehog 2. In the second movie, Sonic the Hedgehog 2. It also features the return of a few familiar faces, including Wade, Adam Pally, and Maddie, let's see, Wachowski, Tika Sumter. Jeff Fowler, who has also led the movie as a director, has also returned for the first episode of Knuckles to make sure it gets off to a good start. He's also busy with the upcoming film, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, due out later this year on the 20th of December. So cool to see that that Knuckles is doing is drawing so much attention. Like, it's very, very cool. So they just put out another article here, guys, that has to do with Microsoft. It says Xbox exclusives Hi-Fi Rush and Pentiment reportedly coming to rival consoles. So I mean, this is just 56 minutes ago, around the, like, shortly before I started recording. So the article reads, rumors have been circulating recently about Microsoft potentially bringing select games to competitor platforms, and Xbox has now confirmed its business update will take place this Thursday. Along with this, a new report from The Verge now claims the first two Xbox exclusives appearing on rival platforms post-acquisition will be the Tango Gameworks title Hi-Fi Rush and Obsidian Entertainment's Pentiment. Additionally, Rare Sea of Thieves game is expected to follow at a later date, and more is also under consideration. From the Verge article, it says sources familiar with Microsoft's plans tell the Verge that the company is getting ready to launch a select number of Xbox games on PS5 and Nintendo Switch. Again, guys, to me, this tells me that we are going to be seeing a direct on Thursday. I don't know if there's any way around it at this point. And I could be wrong, but it's really the direction I'm heading. And I just watched Johnny lick a Switch cartridge because he was wrong about last week not having a Nintendo Direct. So here we go. Some more sources familiar with Microsoft plans. With Microsoft's plans, tell The Verge the company is getting ready to launch select number of Xbox games on PS5 and Nintendo Switch. And again, the Hi-Fi Rush and Pentiment. According to sources, Microsoft is currently planning to launch Sea of Thieves on non-Xbox platforms later this year, with other first-party titles under consideration. I mean, you guys, the internet has been going crazy. I don't know if you guys spend a lot of time on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it these days, but they've been going nuts, especially the Xbox fan base. Like, they've been going crazy, just like, you know, the amount of betrayal that some of these guys feel like. It's wild to me, the amount of emotions and stuff tied to this, but it's definitely there. And we're going to talk more about it in a whole other episode, but there's more and more evidence pointing to this. And I think pointing to our direct on Thursday, that's what it's really leading me to think, that Microsoft is really close to, like, announcing Nintendo's next direct based on the fact that they're doing this Thursday. Now, maybe they come out Thursday after the direct happens Wednesday. Maybe that's also a possibility. I'm not sure. And we're going to dig into it a little bit more in another episode. But that is going to do it for this Nintendo News Minute. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we will see you in the next one. Bye now.